Russia's foreign minister has warned about the consequences of the possible U.S. decision to unilaterally leave the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries. Sergey Lavrov says the landmark deal will fall apart if Washington quits it. The senior Russian diplomat was speaking at a UN news conference. U.S. President Donald Trump extended the nuclear accord last week, but he said it was the last time he was doing so. He also called on U.S. lawmakers and European signatories to fix what he described as significant flaws in the deal. Iran has repeatedly rejected the idea of renegotiating the agreement, saying it will stick to the accord as long as the other signatories respect it. Joining us live now from London is Mr. Sayed Mohsen Abbas, who is a journalist and political commentator. Thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. What do you make of the Russian foreign minister's warning that this deal will essentially fall apart if Washington quits it?
Well, I think it's clever diplomacy by the Russians, number one, because they understand the Americans are trying to apply pressure on Iran, undue pressure, because Iran has complied with all the terms and conditions that they've been asked to. And in fact, all the other major negotiating parties are perfectly happy with Iran, and indeed they too have expressed real worry about the U.S.'s stance. The reality is that I think Russia knows that if they can galvanize the other entities that are part of this agreement, then it helps to put pressure on Donald Trump, although that's probably not likely to have a great deal of effect. Trump is really hand in hand with the Israeli interests in the region, and their prime purpose is to continue an all-round pressuring of Iran to buckle to their will in the Middle East.
Where does this entire situation about the U.S. wanting to leave this deal, leave its relationship with the Europeans? Not to say about the Russians and Chinese who are obviously against its stance about the deal, wanting to leave it, but the Europeans seem to be divided over that as well with the United States. That's a significant gap, is it not, considering these are traditional allies?
Well, the world is in flux. We're seeing all across the world alliances shifting and changing. Nothing is stable at the moment. The Americans, with the election of Donald Trump, have gone for it's a very much a path of their own. They're looking after themselves. I think they can see, number one, that China is going to dominate the world economically. They hold all the cards at the moment. America is having cold feet about globalization, hence they're withdrawing inwards. And actually, everything in the Middle East is to do with, of course, their control of the wealth and the resources, the oil resources of their proxy Arab agents, at least the monarchies themselves. So it's really a game of death, economic death, because on the one hand, the Americans are up against the Chinese trade and economic power, and they're jostling for their place in the world. On the other hand, they've also got their interests in the Middle East, and ultimately by a resistance which is proving very, very tenacious and very successful, both militarily, technologically, and diplomatically. And Iran effectively leads that.
And so then, as a final thought, Mr. Abbas, do you think that if America does walk away from this deal, that it will irrevocably hurt its own reputation around the world?
I think it's already irrevocably hurt its reputation with what it's done in Palestine, with the way it's tried to announce Jerusalem as the capital. America has no credibility whatsoever in the world. They're bullying at the moment with whatever resources they've got. The power of the dollar, as long as it lasts, is keeping some of the countries are at bay. But you know, a lot of countries like Pakistan and Russia and others, they're now they are dealing with the Chinese currency, and I think that's another nail in the coffin for American imperialism. And I think that they're fighting desperately for this, but one of the things I think that they're probably thinking is that we've got artificial intelligence, let's rely on technology, let's make America advance along those lines, and we don't need to worry about this globalization side of it, and everything is about drawing money in from around the world and investing it in their own country, perhaps.
Okay, Mr. Abbas, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us here at Press TV.